Dr. Franklin, you got the floor. The general manager's report.
He's muted.
Oh, Dr. Franklin. Oh. Easy.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear everybody?
It appears to be muted still.
Muted again.
Unmute, Dr. Franklin.
I'm unmuted.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll start again. Some 40 minutes ago, someone asked about promoting the new schedule. I was saying that we promoted the new schedule. Some people call it a public service announcement. They're promos. We promoted the new schedule. We did so, and we're currently doing so if you listen to the station. We also put on our webpage, station's webpage, all of the new programs that are being aired presently. Those particular notifications, those programs are still on the website. So if you're wondering about the promos of new shows, new additions to the schedule, they're all laid out on the KPFT website presently. They were there before the programs premiered. They're there presently, as well as promos about those particular programs are airing presently and were airing previously before those particular programs premiered on the station. The programming that is KPFT's most potent product. Therefore, strengthening it goes a long way towards positively influencing listener support. All of the programming additions presently present quality, compelling, educational, informative, and entertaining content, all of which goes to help to distinguish that particular program and hopefully encourage listeners to support that program through financial contributions or donation. All programming additions are being produced by broadcast professionals, many of whom I know, and at no financial cost to KPFT. Normally, there's budget for programs, quality programs, of which our budget will not allow. So these particular programs that are added to the schedule, they are being produced by professional broadcasters, quality programmers, at no cost to the station, all of which means that it has enhanced our programming format significantly. Some of those programming additions, which are listed on the website, the Julianne Malvo Show, which comes to us live from WPFW in Washington, D.C., Mondays at 8 a.m. The Funk Connection, which airs on Monday evenings, Echo Justice, Indigify, Unreserved, Soul Deluxe, those are programs that are provided to us gratis by Native One, an indigenous corporation out of Alaska. The Dayton Scene is a 2-hour show that is being produced free of charge to us by quality professionals out of Dayton, Ohio. The Last Exit, which is a jazz program, is being produced by a professional broadcaster also out of Ohio. These particular programs have been added to our schedule to strengthen primarily the middle part, the Monday through Friday portion of our schedule, which over our fundraising survey indicates that we are not as strong in those particular areas. I would just add that 90% of these particular programs are musical programs that have been added, with the exception of Julianne's show, which is public affairs and talk. Ted sent me a note wanting to know how many Spanish English speaking individuals I had contacted regarding programming. Three. The number is three. Gus Garza and his son and Miss Noonan. Gus Garza, is a programmer who is returning to, our airwaves. His particular program focuses the history of Tejano music. His son is working to train Gus presently. The other show by Miss Noonan, I may not be able to pronounce the name, is Voz de la Tierra. It is, on from 10 until noon every Wednesday. Those particular programs add variety, quality to our existing mid-morning schedule. Ted also sent me a note in wanting to know about local promos. As I mentioned at the very top of my report, we produce promos. Some call them PSA, but they're promos. The promos have always been produced at the station, specifically the new program, new promos for the new programs that we have produced that are currently running as we speak. Some of those particular programs, promos, they're 30 seconds to 60 seconds in length. Ted wanted to know that. Those promos are for Funk Excursion and Digify, Soul Deluxe, Echo Justice, the Dayton Scene Radio Show, and Unreserved. Additionally, there are other promos that local programmers have produced that run daily on our airwaves. They vary in length. So all programs have a promo associated with it to alert listeners of that particular program's air date and to some extent what that program is about. That's currently going on presently. For those who may query and have questions about the status of promos that are currently running. On November 30th, which was Giving Tuesday, according to Robin Lewis's report, the station one day raised nearly $8,000. Giving Tuesday was a suggestion, an urging, I'd say urging in a very positive way by Teresa. We put together, myself, Robin, and others, a list of promos promoting the fact that Giving Tuesday was coming November 30th. These promos that ran in advance of November 30th as well as on November 30th so that individuals would know what Giving Tuesday was about. These promos were produced at a high quality by producers in different parts of the country, but who produced those particular promos for Giving Tuesday. Those promo producers were producers of Funk Excursion, Echo Justice, Politics Done Right, Soul Deluxe, Unreserved, Democracy Now, and other producers contributed to those promos that were scheduled strategically beginning November 29th, running through November 30th, which generated, according to Robin, about 158% of our estimated total goal for our Giving Tuesday. So we're very, very happy about that. Robin did a very good job. Dakota did an excellent job in terms of scheduling these spots, these promos to make sure that those particular spots got aired and we got positive results. Again, offering quality professional content equals, in my experience, positive responses from our listeners. With respect to the town hall, KPFT current automation system will not allow for live remote production, and the station does not have remote broadcast equipment capable of transmitting a live remote signal to our transmitter in order for us to have some type of live event of production. Therefore, facilitating or a recorded or live to tape town hall has to be studied further until we secure remote broadcast equipment or determine the capabilities of our new automation system regarding remote broadcast. with respect to our new automation system. Dakota will be working with Brian David. He's an engineer at our Berkeley station to migrate our current automation system to a new system. That training will begin presently and continue accordingly based on Brian and Dakota's training schedule. What I'm hoping, based upon my brief conversations with Brian David, who's the engineer, is that the new system will allow us to have more flexibility in terms of rebroadcasting or broadcasting live event, which will help us to answer the question about doing a live town hall. In terms of being able to facilitate a live event from a different location other than the station, which we don't have a station presently. So we're working to study the capabilities of our new automation system. And when we get the answers, Brian David told me pretty much that he thought that it was that we would be able to facilitate a live signal from a remote location back to our transmitter with the new automation system. The new automation system is cost effective. We will not incur the cost of the new automation system that we're presently incurring from our present system. It'll save us some money in the long term. I've spoken with Akura Holt regarding hosting a Martin Luther King special program on KPFT with Dr. Muhammad for a special broadcast on January 20th, 2022. Akura has agreed to host this special program with outreach to the Black Heritage Society for additional support. I have no new news on the sale of the property. I'll repeat that again. I have no new news on the sale of the new property, only that the projected close is still of the transaction is targeted for January 2022. I have no specific date. Again, I have no specific date. I have no new news other than the process is still ongoing. I hope I'm clear, and I hope I won't be accused of not communicating that clearly. If I need to say it again, I'll say it again. With respect to my meeting with the CPB representatives last month, I found out that there were other issues associated with the station CPB grant other than the filing of the annual audit report. That was one thing that was checked off the box. But according to the Inspector General's report that went directly to the IED, there were other concerns that were listed in that particular report that I'm not privy to. Among those particular issues, the person from CPB mentioned was public meetings. There was something about public meetings that CPB was not comfortable with, that the stations were not adhering to. So that has to be further investigated regarding what are those other items on the Inspector General's report with respect to our community service grant. I am working with Robin Lewis on a grant proposal submission to the Hershey Foundation. The primary interest or concern of the Hershey Foundation is environmental issues that negatively impact communities of color. If awarded dollars, grants, program segments would be produced on KPFT's Politics Done Right program, hosted and produced by Mr. Egberto Willis. I think, again, this would be a great addition to our program and outreach as we talk about environmental racism, other environmental issues that impact our communities of color. And I'm assured if we get this funding, that we'll be able to do a great job. I have great confidence in Mr. Willis and what I've heard on his particular programs over the time that I've been here. I'm working to secure a KPFT webmaster to manage the station's webpage and secure and social media sites. Of course, we are still really leaning heavily on Robin, and she's leaning heavily on another community person to help us to update our particular webpage. I would encourage those who have questions about promos being added or promotions of programs being aired on our station to go to our webpage, and you will see the work that Robin has done to put these particular program flyers on our webpage. So it would short circuit, you know, the concern about promos and programs specifically not being promoted on our air, which in fact we've been doing consistently. I'm working with Dakota to formulate a KPFT internship agreement or document that will be presented to prospective internship coordinators at local universities. Earlier in December, Pacifica provided a training opportunity for all staffers, programmers called Pacifica Training Developing Your Radio Voice, which was a free Zoom workshop for all programmers who wanted to get some tips about how to have more persuasive over-the-air presentation. That was available. Don't know how many staffers or programmers took advantage of that opportunity, but as I've said earlier and times before, when I see those opportunities, I certainly will circulate that information and make it available to all programmers who want to take advantage of those professional development opportunities. I've said to programmers that I believe that I have something in common with them. Their passion for doing what they do as programmers, I share that same passion because a programmer I am and have been for many years and continue to be a programmer, one who produced award-winning productions. As such, KPFT programmers do a great job under the current situations that they find themselves in. They are without a broadcast facilities to produce their programs. Therefore, in my view, my professional view, is disingenuous to complain about the quality of their production or promos when some are acutely aware that many programs do not have studio quality equipment at their homes to produce their programming content. For those who do not know, there is presently no building or control room broadcast studio for our programmers to produce their content from. The quality of their reproductions will not be as positive as those that may produce, that may be produced in a studio quality environment. So our programmers do an extremely, extremely worthwhile job. Under the circumstances, some do not have the luxury of being able to purchase high quality editing laptops and so forth. Studios that could enhance their particular production. They do the best that they can. And I think we're being too critical when we criticize, fuzziness and promos that programmers produce. They're doing the best they can. And when we get into a studio setting, I think the quality of their particular presentation will dramatically improve. And I think concerns about the fact that we are not able to give weather on the hour will no longer be an issue because again, when we have live programmers, we'll be able to give the weather in real time. That concludes my report, and I'll take any questions or comments anyone might have.
One question I just want you to clarify: when you said that one of the problems with the CPB grant was, public meetings. Did you say all stations? I think I heard you say all stations. Did you say all stations?
The individual from CPB did not clarify that point. He said that's specified in the Inspector General's report, which I'm not privy to. That report went directly to Lydia.
Okay.
And I don't know if he meant all stations or one station in particular.
Okay. That was my question. Does anybody else have any questions? Teresa.
There is someone in the chat named Chuck Baxter, and he wanted to know the process that has been proposed to build a new studio and acquire a new facility. Can you be specific about what has been done and what will be the process moving forward to find a new facility?
We will consult with our engineers in terms of the specifics, respectful of the dimensions of the studio space, what needs to go in there, what equipment, of our current equipment that is salvageable, what new equipment, if any, that needs to be purchased. All of this will be in a consultation session between certainly the general manager as well as the engineer, that's Mo and John. And I did see there was some suggestions or information that I saw from I think it was Ted and Teresa about feedback from programmers in terms of some of the things that they would like to see in a broadcast studio, some of the new media items that they're using to facilitate their particular programs. All of that will be part of the information blueprint that goes into putting together a quality professional studio. That's once we identify a location, a building, and so forth. And that is yet to be determined. But as soon as we know if the sale and when the sale goes through, we'll be moving in that particular direction. But Mo has already looked into the possible space that we would need. And he's making projections on that. So it's a technical type of evaluation that's being undertaken presently, as well as the hope that we can get as much space as possible and hoping that we'll be able to utilize it, and we will be able to utilize it as efficiently as possible.
Anybody else?
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
One is, hi.
No, okay. Go ahead.
I'm Jane Scheidler. I'm an incoming LSB board member. And I have two questions. One is, how can we use our programming to reach out into the community? Outreach is super important to me. And I want to see that. I want to see specific plans about that. And second, I don't think we need to buy a building. I'm sorry, my computer is traveling all over the world here. We need a studio just to create radio, because that is the product. If we were a business, and we're not, we are community radio. And we work for the community. But if we were a business, our product would be community radio. And so all we need is a studio. And we have been offered a free studio. And our management hasn't taken up on that option. And so I'm just going to, that's all I have to say. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there on all of y'all to just look at that and say, let's look at this. We have something here that we can get for free from a generous donor in the community. And we can make radio, which is our job. We make community radio. That's all I have to say on the subject.
Well, believe in and been in public radio, community radio for 25 years. So I endorse the importance of community outreach. Our program, every program, a successful program that is on the air presently, is an outreach opportunity. As I said earlier, the programming is the product, is one piece of the product. And one of the things that that all of the programming outreach that is going on presently is produced with that in mind, community outreach. And with your embracing of outreach, certainly there are going to be many opportunities for you to take a lead in terms of being out front and going into those particular areas of community that you feel have not been embraced, and certainly helping to give even greater voice to those particular voices communities.
Ted has a hand up.
Ted.
Unmute, Ted.
I just did. Okay. Town hall meeting. This body voted to have one in November. We put it off because you said you wanted more time. So then tonight you shared with us issues related to broadcasting it, which we have not done in the past when we've had these bylaws mandated town hall meetings. In 20 years, we've probably had 6 or 8 of them. But where do we stand on that? And if I can ask 2 other questions and then you can answer them all at one fell swoop. Last month in your report, you told us about a possible program once a month with Sheila Jackson Lee and another one once a month with Al Green. I'd like to know where that stands, but I do want to comment that your job description says you have lots of things on your plate. I would hope if you get that started and you're the broadcaster, it's temporary, and that you find a programmer who handles that, not you. And the third thing is, I appreciate the fact that you gave kudos to Teresa Allen for the idea of Giving Tuesday. I have suggested a marathon that lets our listeners know where we stand financially. I would guess that the vast majority of our listeners have no idea of the financial straits that we are in, and that we need to be much more clear about where we stand, and I wonder how you feel about that. Those are my 3 questions and comments.
Ted, seriously, he has already addressed these, and he is working on these issues.
What, may we have one at a time, please?
And we have 5 minutes left.
With respect to Ted, be assured if I write it down, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it. I'm just not writing things down to hope that people will forget. So with respect to Congressman Green and Sheila Jackson Lee, those particular individual press secretaries have not gotten back with me. They're very busy with something called Build Back Better, I'm sure. And there's some other issues that I'm sure is very pertinent on their particular plate. But that is an issue that I have followed up on and will continue to follow up on. With respect to doing the interviews, I wouldn't give that particular responsibility to anyone but myself in terms of being able to speak with those particular congresspeople when they are able to do so. With respect to the technical consideration, as I said some time ago, I would study the issue. I studied the issue with Dakota, and in terms of looking at our infrastructure, I can't speak for what wasn't done 6, 7, 9 months ago or years ago, but I can tell you making false and empty promises about doing something when we don't have the technical capability would be lying, and it's something that I don't do. So I've studied the situation and concluded that we do not have the capability presently to do a live town hall. We don't have studio facilities presently to do that. But when we are able to do that, and hopefully it might be presenting itself with this new automation system, then I will give you a definitive answer in terms of our ability to be able to do it or not to do it.
Anybody else has any questions? Teresa.
I want to thank Dr. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to thank Dr. Franklin for a very thorough report. I hope that you can put it in writing so we not expect anybody to paraphrase what you're, because you're giving us very useful information and you're obviously very busy. I did want to say, you know, if people feel that we're going to get some complaints against us for not having a town hall meeting, I think that we should pursue the possibility of having either a comment line or an extension so people can leave feedback for us with our phone system. Also, we did have a survey on the website, and that was really good. I think you took it off temporarily. I hope we can get another survey on the website and maybe a link. When we send out an email to our membership, we could have a link to a survey. Also, I think we ought to pursue a town hall meeting on Zoom. Not necessarily live remote, but Zoom. I think we can do a town hall meeting. I would help work for that. It shouldn't be that complicated. I mean, we have a great public comment available to us, and we have had about 25 people on this call. So I think we could do a town hall survey with Zoom. Thank you.
Well, with respect to a listener line, my particular concern is presently I get quite racist and derogatory comments left on the record line presently. So my concern is allowing such derogatory, racist type information out on the airwaves would not be in our best interest. So I would much rather have a controlled environment so that we're not getting racist, bigoted types of comments coming in, going out live over the air.
Oh, I see.
Anybody else? We got 2 minutes for Dr. Franklin.
Yeah, Richard.
Richard, go ahead.
Dr. Franklin, I haven't had the opportunity to welcome you, but welcome and good luck and good luck.
Okay. It was somebody else that was under Richard.
Mike Lewis. Speak.
Go ahead, Mike, and wrap it up.
It's going to be sweet, short and sweet. Dr. Franklin, I heard that there might be a possibility that we could use some of the Houston Media Source studios until we get another building or studio. Have you done any research on like doing some live programming over at the Houston Media Source?
No, nothing live, but I've encouraged those particular producers, programmers who are concerned about their programming content to perhaps go to Houston Media and get some help in terms of producing their particular programs, because they're concerned about the quality and perhaps some of the criticism that they've been hearing from those who have critical comments about the quality of their particular programming.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Nancy, didn't I just say we were finished with this? Go ahead, though, and make it quick.
Yes, Dr. Franklin. There's always going to be racist people before and after, and after we're dead, there's still going to be racist people. But I encourage you to show them what you're made of. Show them your stuff and that you can allow freedom of speech. And if they say something bad, like a FCC violation, you can always drop them. But, I mean, in the future, I think you should show that you're not scared of them. They're always going to be those kind of people. Thank you.
Well, I'm a black man.
I got you.
And I'm not new to bigoted, racist types of comments. I'm 6'6" and well over 200 pounds and can handle myself. However, we don't have a mute button that would allow us to cut off such comments when and if they occur. So one of the things that, again, is not being fearful of negative and stupid comments, it's just basically not giving individuals like that an opportunity to air that particular grievous and vile comments over our air.
Jane.
I just want to say I reserve my time. I'll be back. Hold on.
Okay. So we're going to move on to officer nominations. And voting, I am going to call each position one by one. If you have a nomination, nominate that person. When we finish with all the nominations, I will go through and every person that is nominated will have at least 2 minutes to speak. Susan.
I would like to nominate Sandy Weinman for chair. I know how hard Venetia has worked. I have worked with Sandy over.
Go ahead.
Sure. I've worked with Sandy over many, many years. I know that he has been steadfast with KPFT, with the show, with serving on the LSB, with raising money. He has a business background. He is a programmer. He understands the station. I think he can work well with staff, and I appreciate and agree with the sort of the platform that he has outlined that I have heard, and that is to work closely with management and to make radio the priority.
Madam Chair, I have a question. You are muted, Chair.
This is Bill Stone. I'll second the nomination.
Madam Chair, disappear.
Sorry about that. I was talking to Sandy on the phone. His Zoom is locked. That's what I tell y'all all the time about the internet. Everybody thinks that there's a problem with something. It ain't no problem with anything. It's the internet. It depends on where you are. The internet is cuckoo. So Sandy just called to tell me, yes, he accepts your nomination. Are there any other nominations to,
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
It's just nomination or we are singing the praises that the people that we choose?
I mean, can we just give the new people a break?
Yes. I nominate yourself. Williams as chair.
Okay, so Adriana, thank you so much. You know I love you dearly.
And I nominate Vanisha the chair as well.
thank you. Alberto.
So Vanisha, when it's time to make a comment, there's a comment what I'd like to make with that regards as well.
Okay, you can. But let me just say this, you guys. I love you. Thank you so very much. But I have to decline these nominations. Thank you for your confidence in me and for believing in me and supporting me through this whole process. But you guys have worn me out. And I have to go to other things and give them the energy that I have been getting. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still on the board. I'm just not going to be the chair. So I regretfully decline. And what did you want to say, Egberto?
Well, I mean, from a point of view, I mean, just from a practical point of view, you have a rapport with, you know, there's statements of factionism in this, on this board. And you've been able to develop a rapport with absolutely everybody. So nobody thinks of you as factionalized. And I think more than anything now we need leadership that does not seem to be factionalized. So my request to you would be to throw yourself out there and instead of just being worn out, say I'll delegate some more. Thank you so kindly.
Well, that was so sweet. That was sweet, y'all. But I got to decline. Come on, I have to decline. Are there any more nominations? Okay, not hearing
may
any.
May I ask the new members if some of them feel that they feel comfortable trying to do chair? Sounds like they don't.
Okay, so hearing no nominations, let me move on.
Wait.
Well, speak up. We on the clock now. Like they say in the NFL, we on the clock. Come on.
I will nominate myself for chair.
Okay.
I second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. And Ted, you nominated yourself, so It means you don't have to say whether you accept it or not. Okay, anybody else? All right, moving along. Vice Chair. Are there any nominations for Vice Chair?
This is Nancy. I nominate Venetia Williams.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
And you know I love you, Nancy.
Oh, this is Richard.
I have to decline that, you guys. I'm gonna be on the board. I'm gonna be there. I promise you. I promise.
Madam Chair.
And I won't be quiet. I promise.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to nominate Jane for the Vice President, Vice Chair.
I second the nomination.
What's Jane's last? Jane, what's your last name?
Scheidler.
Look, I got it right here. I'm sorry.
Scheidler.
Thank you. I would love to be Vice Chair.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for Vice Chair? And by the way, Paula's not here. Let me just say, Paula does not want to be Vice Chair anymore. So you're not stepping on her toes. Anybody else for Vice Chair? Okay, moving along. Secretary?
Hello, it's Lillian.
Hi, Lillian. Go ahead.
Can I nominate Teresa?
Teresa Allen?
Yes, please.
Okay. Teresa Allen, do you accept?
No, I would decline, but I would like to nominate Bill Stone.
Okay. Bill Stone, do you accept? Where is he? I saw him somewhere.
Yeah.
There you are, right there.
Yes, no objections. I accept
now,
that
Now, do
one.
You want me to use Bill or do you want me to use William?
Let me think about it. No, I don't care. Anyway, thank you, Teresa. I'd love to serve as secretary and I will accept it. Thank you.
I see you're already taking notes.
Is there anyone else?
I'm trying to keep up with Bill Crozier.
Is there anybody else who wants to run for secretary? Okay. Not hearing anybody. Treasurer.
I nominate Teresa as treasurer.
Teresa, right? Teresa.
No, yeah. I would respectfully decline that. Although I will serve on the finance committee, I would like to nominate Sean Kelly McPherson for treasurer.
Aye, Sean Kelly McPherson, second. Do you accept?
Second.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you want me to use your whole name? Is that how you refer?
That's what my mother called me. You, Sean Kelly McPherson. My friends will call me Mac, but I'll answer just about anything you throw at me.
Okay.
But I might think you're mad at me if you use the whole thing. She was just Irish and couldn't quit naming it.
Don't think that I'm mad at you.
Lunch is ready, Mac.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to run for treasurer? Anybody else? Once, twice, three times? Okay. Thank you very much. So the chairmanship has to go. Y'all just trying to make me work. So I have to stay pro tem until this decision is made. The chairmanship nominations have to go to Terry Goodman. I'm sure Bill will get that off tomorrow. It's his final duty. And Bill, at the same time, hold on. And as for the other three positions, since there's no one running against them by consensus, Is this your new officers? I see a couple of people with their hands saying yes. Does everybody say yes? Okay. Congratulations, Jane, Bill, and Sean. We gonna put y'all to work.
This is Bill Crozier, and y'all get the chair nominations to Terry Goodman.
Please do. And since you're the secretary doing that, you can show Bill. You and Bill get together and you show him what to do. Show him the process. Okay. How about that?
Nancy on the stage.
Yes, Nancy.
You are a goddess.
Who is that?
I know, it's Jane.
Jane.
You are a goddess and I know what I'm talking about. I bow down to you.
You don't have to do that.
Jane, you've already been elected. You don't have to suck up.
No, and that's the point, isn't it? Because I already knew she was a goddess and it has nothing to do with me and it has all to do with her. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, thank you very much, you guys. And let me just say in about 5 seconds, it wasn't really a hard decision for me not to run. I know everybody was on me to run. Let me just say that. I thank you. I love you. That's the reason why I'm still here is because you, the community, put me here. But I have to literally, I'm still grieving, number one. I feel like I'm in a tunnel most days. So I just had to step out of that role and take care of Venetia for a minute. But I'm not leaving the board. I'm running. I'm not leaving the board. I'm not going nowhere. And I can be vocal, just like being vocal in the S chair. And Jane, thank you for those words. And you too, Richard. And everybody else. And everybody
thank you, Venetia. Thank you.
Love you. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda, moving along.
Chair, Nancy.
Well, go ahead, Nancy. Back us up.
Say that again.
Yes, can we?
On you to back us up.
Okay, do I have the floor?
You do have the floor, can Nancy, but I'm here.
Sorry.
Okay, all right. My request is that... before we vote on chair, can we hear at least 2 minutes from both candidates?
Oh, yeah, that's why right. We are. We do. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. Sandy. Okay, hold on. Let me see what's going on with Sandy. Sandy, can you talk? Can you get back in the Zoom? Sandy. Okay. Can you get back into Zoom? Okay, Sandy's having, like I said, you can't get back. Okay, can you do me a favor?
I'm not on.
I know, can you call? But can't, Sandy, listen to me.
Can you get back into Zoom?
Can you just call? Okay, I know you're hosting and I know you can't shut that off, but go to your telephone and dial in. Just go to your phone and dial in.
Can you just call? I would have to let myself in. I can't do that. I'm hosting. And I don't want to end the meeting.
I know. Okay, so I got you, Sandy. I'm gonna fix this one. Hold on. Just hold on. All right, so you guys, Sandy still can't get in. And if you remember, Sandy is the host right now because Paula gave, dang.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, Paula gave hosting duties to Sandy. Sandy's computer is locked up. He cannot get out of it without ending the call. If he got out of it right now, the Zoom we would be terminated and nobody would be able to get back in because, like I said, Paula is at a function. But before she went to the function, she let Sandy in and made him host. What I'm going to do is Ted can give his 2 minute speech and I'm gonna let Sandy send his by email. Is that okay with everybody? Is that okay with you, Ted?
No.
And of course you're going to say no.
Well, I posted earlier today the procedure that we have used numerous times in the-
And we are in an emergency situation.
Ted, you need to sit down and shut up.
We are in an emergency situation. And you want to tell me about something you wrote earlier today? No. Now, if you don't want to speak for 2 minutes right now, you can send an email to the body by noon tomorrow as well. Because that's the solution
Benicia,
right now.
You asked if anybody objected. So I said what I had to say. I'm interested in debating you or Jane Scheidler. You asked if anybody objected. So I offered my objection and I'm done.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm shocked. So what is your pleasure for your biography? Are you going to give it now or are you going to email it?
I'll say what I have to say right now.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, the Houston Chronicle had a lengthy series about the fact that businesses in the state of Texas were getting inordinate tax relief. They weren't paying property taxes. They were getting millions of dollars of relief. In that article or series, there were virtually no names of the politicians who passed the legislation that give that kind of tax relief. That's where Pacifica comes in. It comes in a variety of ways, or it should. Unfortunately, we have a split within this organization. The split is between those who want to do music programming and those who want news and public affairs. The result has been that the people in this community miss this kind of hard-hitting news and public affairs that this radio station and network, I think, was founded to do. This board is supposed to work collaboratively with the general manager to make sure that the programming meets the geographic and demographic needs of this community. It's spelled out in the bylaws. Unfortunately, every administration that I've known has not been able to get the general manager to collaborate with us. That's what I hope Sandy Weinman, because I, like you, Benicia, do not have the time, and I've given my last 20 years to Pacifica. So while I nominated myself to make this statement, I really am declining my own nomination. But I wanted to get these ideas out there, and this opportunity was available. So I put it out there. I also want to say that a few days after that lengthy report on tax relief, Taylor, Texas gave, I think it was Samsung, major relief. Once again, no information on who the players were that were involved in that. That's the kind of thing that I think Pacifica needs to step up and cover. We also need to have face-to-face meetings because of the technological problems that have been put out front and center tonight for all of us to see. I'm sure I've talked more than 2 minutes. Thank you.
You have. Thank you very much. So did I hear you right? You decline?
I do.
Okay, so the winner is Sandy. So good. I will talk to Sandy one-on-one since he's having problems right now. That'll probably be tonight, but as of tonight, Sandy will be your new chairman and Jane will be your vice chair. And I will send an email out with this, about this. The secretary is Bill Stone and the treasurer is Sean Kelly McPherson. Moving right along. Congratulations. If you need anything from me, I told you I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So just call me up and ask me. Oh, and by the way, I'm not afraid to give you my phone number, 713-256-16.
Recording in progress.
713-256-16-09. I serve on a lot of boards. We all have each other's contact information. Okay, moving right along on the agenda. Pacifica National Board reports. I understand Lyndon has a report. And while he's coming, let me remind you guys that we vote on PNB directors next month in January. Once again, we vote on PNB directors next month in January. So waiting for him to come along, let me move on down the line. Committee reports. Does anybody, Teresa, finance, development, you had a meeting last night. Where are you? Teresa,
you're on.
Teresa.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I sent a development report to you. And
yes, you did.
As part of my report, I'm asking the board members to become friends on our Facebook and social media and to use your circle of friends to encourage them to join or renew their membership in December. We are in a quiet drive right now, and there are 24 of us. So if we all reach out to 10 friends to encourage them to renew, that would be very helpful to the station. They can either call in the number 713-526-5738, or they can go to kpftx.org. If you go on Facebook, and of course I do have my birthday listed. So if you want to wish me happy birthday, you could give to KPFT in honor of my birthday, which is coming up. But if you do that, they don't have the means to take the information to have you get membership. And this is a membership organization. That's how you get your vote. So that's that. As to the finance.
Why did you say sadly?
Sadly, because we are a membership organization and you get votes. And when we encourage people to give through Facebook, they take the money for us. But if you give $30, but you don't give your address or your email, then you don't get membership. I mean, we take the money, but you don't get membership for a vote. And that's one of the disadvantages. There's not a place for you to put that in there when you give. I happened to recognize a person's name one time and he had moved to South Carolina. I called him up in South Carolina and said, you want a membership? You gave $60. And he said, okay. So it's better to give, through our website or calling into our answering service. But, we get people to donate through Facebook that ordinarily we might not, be able to solicit them. So they'll say, hey, this looks like a good charity. I might not listen to this radio station, but I'll give them $10. That's very generous of them. And I appreciate that. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. So I encourage all of you to use our social media and see if you can document how many people you can motivate to donate to KPFT. And I do want to say David Britton's book is just awesome. So, it's just awesome. And that's all I have to say in regard to development. Feel free to join the meeting. I will send you the links and all of you can look on KPFTX and see when the meetings are. Our next meeting is the first Tuesday in January. I do not want to speak to the finances right now because I want Lyndon, who is an awesome forensic accountant, to speak to the financial issues.
Okay. This is Lyndon. I'm here now.
All right, Lyndon, you can give your report.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. And congratulations on your 15 months.
Thank you, Lyndon.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I sent out to all the present board members a corrected analysis of the 2021 profit and loss. I had previously made an error in my logic, and because there's some things are pretty difficult with this, the accrual accounting that Netta does for us, and some of the outside the box things that have happened, and mainly with the house that was bequeathed to the spare chain show, and we netted $120,000 out of that, or $124,839 that went to pay our central services. So that made things a little confusing. But I sent out, with that message, I sent out a spreadsheet which has two tabs on it. And one is the tab that Netta has provided to the board. And I just took out the KPFT piece. And then I added in, I copied that into another tab called KPF2. And I added into that the miscellaneous income column or row, that amount of money that was from that house. And that is basically that paid for or finished paying out the central services that we weren't able to pay. I think we paid maybe $30,000 out of $160,000 of central services for fiscal year 2021. And so those of you who have that spreadsheet, you can see I highlighted in yellow the miscellaneous income that had to do with the PPP grants. Number one and two, which were both forgiven. The federal government forgave those. And so that's all just registered as revenue. But it won't be reoccurring revenue. So with all of that extra revenue of basically $242,000, it makes it look like we had a net income of about $50,000, $49,737. And then when you take out the PPP revenue and I took out the revenue from the house, less the property taxes of $4,500 that we had to pay for it. And then I made a couple other small adjustments to fill in the salary line from when David left and the health benefits from when he left. And I also took out the moving expenses, which hopefully we won't be paying any more of those. And so the bottom line is we are short in the neighborhood of $190,000 to $200,000. And so that's what I wanted to let y'all know. That's the hole that we're going to have to, KPFT is going to have
to
dig itself out of. We're going to have to raise that much more revenue. As far as the sale of the house goes, I haven't heard anything more. We weren't able to go to executive session this last week to talk about that, because we had an extraordinarily long meeting at the PMB, and Lydia hasn't given us any more information. And so that's the sum of my report.
Thank you, Lyndon.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your service being on the board.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Nancy, program. Thanks.
Okay. I'm speaking from the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. What we need more in Pacifica is radical programming, which Pacifica was famous for and is famous for, but we got to ramp it up. We're not going to become like NPR Lite and do sanitized stuff. And the committee, I speak for it. Now, we did pass Pacifica in the Streets, which is a breaking news team that the management will organize and train. And they'll be able to call in and give a very quick, like 1 minute or 2 minute breaking news. That is what is missing in Pacifica is breaking news. And we have the expertise. We have dedicated and responsible programmers to do it. This passed, but we cannot do it here at our station yet because, you know, we don't have an engineer in the live. We can't do call-ins. This is really, sad that we cannot have call-ins because we're losing the connection with the listeners. Okay. And then we also passed an e-list with management and programmers so they can cross communicate. In Pacifica, it was a one-way communication from management to programmer, programmer to management. And we passed in the PNB cross communication. So that's going to, we hope, help. And, right now we have in the PNB table, missing murdered indigenous women show. Like we envision about a 30-minute show where we put stories of real live stories of people, women who were missing or murdered of indigenous. We also have a missing and murdered black women. Last year was 90,333. Black women reported to be missing or murdered. That's 32% of all women that went missing and murdered last year. And that's a striking figure because there's only 14% black people in the population. Okay, and we're also planning to do another for brown women that are missing and murdered and trans women. The programming committee motion that we're working on still in the committee to be at every station. We have two stations in the five stations that have programming committee, which is open to listeners, programmers, staff, to give input to help the management and the program director. At this station and KPFK, there's no programmer. So they really need a programming committee to help the managers. Let's see, the whistleblower show. The whistleblower show is another motion that we will be presenting very soon to the PNB. And this is where we have a card where we tell welcome people to send in their stories, even anonymously. And we have a volunteer team at each station to take upon and decide which one to do and research and maybe have expert panels and then open up the phone lines once we get our phone lines done. This is... this will help people like nurses have asked me for this, teachers, even police thought it was a great idea, and veterans. That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, I have a question.
Any questions? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Firm plan for how we're going to do this? Could you show me the steps on how we are going to move this forward? Because that is a cool, it is a great thing. But I want to see steps. I want to see steps. I want to see what's the word I'm looking for?
Processes.
Details. Yeah, I want to see how we're going to move forward. I want to see. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. No, yes. The Pacifica in the Streets already passed and it's starting now at, KPFK, Los Angeles. And this is going, this is all new ground. We don't have, other media has breaking news, but we don't. So if this is a thing that the PMB agreed we need to do, so we are taking baby steps. And there's no set, you know, plan yet. We're going to have to do a play it by ear. And each station is going to be different. But the manager will be in charge of organizing it. And the volunteers. Nobody's going to get paid. It's all going to be volunteers. We don't have a line in the budget. Now about the missing and murdered Indigenous women and the missing and murdered Black and Brown and trans whites. This is a start, that we're going to do this. And the, executive director, said she will be calling and talking to the managers and program directors to consult how we go about it. It will be a collective at each station. And based on the last year's COVID Race and Democracy show, which was a collective from all over the network, there's, programmers from even the affiliate stations. We have 200 affiliate stations. So we're connecting with all of them. It took them 7 months to get the program off the ground. We do expect it will not be instantly. We didn't get on the moon instantly when Kennedy said we got to get to the moon, but we must try. So that's what my answer to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Nancy? Okay, Ted, Millionaire Committee.
No report.
Okay. Are there any other committees that want to report? All right. Sandy, are you on? Are you back on? Okay, his computer really is acting up. Paula is on now, you guys. Say hi to Paula.
Paula.
Okay, so moving along.
Hi, Paula.
Sandy, Okay, so moving.